Intra et extra moenia, the case Via Vitrali. The archaeological site in Via Vitrali is a concrete evidence of the destruction occurred in 1528 and the first example of urban archaeology in the town as well. While fixing the power grid in 1981, a vast archaeological area came to light. The surprise for the unexpected discovery overcame the initial citizens' discontent due to the presence of the construction site that had blocked the traffic in the area. No one expected the discovery of that area, which was once located outside the town walls, and could tell such an important page of the town history. This archaeological evidence attests the site frequentation during the Middle Ages, starting in the 6th to 8th century and lasting until the 13th to 16th century. A further testimony of this frequentation is the remain of the Church of San Francesco, which belonged to the Order of Friar Minor Conventuals. After the building destruction during the sack of 1528, the friars temporarily moved to the Church of Santa Maria degli Frati, which was probably located near the castle. After some time, as the church was to be wrecked, they abandoned it and moved inside the town walls to the place where the remains of Sant' Eligio's church were located at the time. Here, the new Franciscan church was built in 1566 with its convent, which was named after Sant'Antonio only in the 19th century. A document edited in 1566 and included in the diplomatic code of Barletta certifies the concession of a huge amount of money to Nicolaus Vincentius Bonaventura de Barolo for the rebuilding of the church. This information is confirmed in the lintel where Bonaventura is quoted, that nowadays is stored in the castle lapidarium. Nevertheless, some of the church's gravestones were found before the excavation in 1981. The documents kept at the local archives state that during the sewage excavation in 1937 in the area of Via d'Aragona near the high school Regio Liceo Ginnasio, a large number of plates were discovered which were supposed to belong to the be-destroyed ancient San Francesco church. Some of them probably belonged to the foreign families, included those coming from Amalfi and Florence, thus proving the economic and commercial importance of Barletta during the Angevin age. It was decided to stop the excavation and the plates were moved to the town castle, where they are still preserved. The town history continues to write itself through evidence of a past that, despite being forgotten for a long time, can still tell us something about our origins.